We'll start on today's Daf is an Aleph. We'll start on the Nun Beis, three lines from the bottom. Talking about the Matzas, right? The Hemseis, and the Beis HaKosos, which I think is the second and third stomach. Otherwise, it's called the reticulum, I think you could call it. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, Machat Shenimsas Be'ove Beis HaKosos. So a needle is found in the double walled lining of the reticulum. Okay, it has two layers of skin. So mitzad echad, if the needle is only found that it's punctured one way, only through one, then it's kosher. There is an assumption that this is not considered a trefa because the skin is complete and it protects the hole having any impact, and it's not a trefa. But mishnei tzadim, if the needle punctures through both layers, it's through and through, then it is trefa. Then the din is that it's trefa. Because it's considered to have a hole in the reticulum, and that is considered one of those trefas. Now comes Mishnah. It says now nimsa leha kori dam. So the machlokas of how to read it. Nimsa kori dam means another way. Meaning if you have a suffix, some read it meaning that if you have a suffix as to whether it went through both or not, then you look for the blood. Others say even if it went through both, right? You still have to, if you pull it out and there's no blood on it, then you may be okay. So I'll read it that way. He says. Nimsa leha kori dam. Oh, another way to read it is basically now there's a suffix as to whether or not the puncture took place either prior or post shrita. So now you look, you can learn it that way either. So now you look whether or not there's blood on that. So nimsa leha kori dam. If you see, around the nekev or on the needle, a little bit of blood, the adua, then you know for a fact shelifnei shrita that the whole. Took place, you had to hold prior to Shemitah because the blood was going around in Shemitah. The animal's alive. Lo nimshaleh kore dam, if there was no blood, biyadua, then you know for a fact, shela'acha Shemitah, that the hole came about post Shemitah. The hole came about post Shemitah, it's not a trefa. Only worry about the hole coming about when the animal's alive. Once the animal's dead, and the hole gets punctured, that doesn't create a Shemitah problem. Fine. Now the Brisa says, Higlid pi hamaka, if the opening of the wound is scabbed over, okay, if there's a scab, biadua, you know for a fact, shloshe yom kodim shkita, that the puncture took place 3 days prior shkita. Right, Rashi says, biadua shlugimo yom kodim shkita, v'im lakha, and let's say I bought it from you, I bought an animal from you, and now I find, and there's nothing wrong with this, and now I shaft this, and now I see there's a scab on it, and know that something had the animal at least 3 days ago, right? And have a mekav tos, and you have to return it to mekav tos, then buy an animal to be a trefa. So again, the Mishnah says, the writer says, higli piyamaka, biyadua sheshlosh yom kodesh shkita, because a scab only comes about within 3 days. So, if you bought it on the assumption that it wasn't a trefa, machlokes be shown him as to whether or not the chiddush basically is that you don't say that the guy was mochelis, because he wasn't an as good purchase. The purchase is bad, there should not be any trefos. There's a machlokes b'shonu, maybe that only applies to the trefos that are not so typical. What about the trefos in the reya? Maybe that, unless you have to explicitly say, I don't want a trefos in the reya. There's a machlokes b'shonu as to whether or not the Rashba and the Rosh bring down the shame, the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Baal Itur, that when it comes to the reya, then you'd have to say it explicitly. The Ramban says, no, when you're buying an animal, if it's a butcher buying an animal, clearly the intent is that he buys an animal that doesn't have any issues with him. Okay, so higli piyamaka reduce those in shkita, lo higli piyamaka, but if there is no scab, and now we see that there is a maka on it, so now we have a suffix as to when the wound came about, and a motzi mefer v'raya. So the purchaser is trying to be motzi mamon from the seller. Typical kosher mishpat stuff, probably haven't seen this line, a motzi mefer v'raya, a few months. But a motzi mefer v'raya to prove out that to prove that the wound took place pre-purchase and not post-purchase. Okay. And now the Gemara asks, "Umay shnah mikol nekuvi ba'alma? Why is it any different than all other nekuvim that we talked about? The afagad lekadam tarik mar that the Gemara said is a trefa, even if there were no we didn't see any blood. I never mentioned this idea of seeing blood anywhere before. Why here was someone mentioning blood? The Gemara answers simply: here we're talking about the needle. Had the needle, it's something for the blood to go on, right? The lekadam over there, husband, and all the trefos, Lekamidu and Misrach. There's nothing for the for. There's no place in the hole for the blood to connect to attach to. But Haka Kevin Ikamacha. Since you're talking about a needle, Iisa. If there's blood on the needle, Kolodu Shvitahu. Right, Iisa. Iisa. Kevin Ikamachas. Iisa the Kolodu Shvita Misrach Avisara. If the wound took place. Came about prior to Shrita, and there is something, there's a physical reality for the blood to fall, to attach to. That's why we're talking about blood when it comes to a needle. In other words, in the Kuvin, we don't have the needle, so we don't have anything, we can't talk about blood, there's no place the blood's going to be. Okay. Amalei Rav Safra l'Abaye. Rav Safra said to Abaye, Chazei mar, haitsur mirabon the asmer mi ma'arava. Go check out, basically, go check out this Talmud Chacham that came from Eretz Yisrael. The Amar who says that his name Rav Avira Shimani. My name is Rav Avira. So I want to talk to. I want to talk about. So is a rabbi allowed to call himself a rabbi? Get on the phone. Say hi. This is Rabbi so and so. But here you have Rav Avira is coming and pronouncing himself as a rab. He's rab. So hold to do about that. But Amar Maisa Uval Lifnei Rebbe. This Rav Avira says a Maisa came before Rebbe. That was also hold to do over here whether this is really Rebbe because Rebbe is the last generation of the Tanoim. Abaye is third generation Amora. Rav Avira then would either have to be a really, really old guy to span those generations, or Rebbe could simply mean his Rebbe, as opposed to Rav Yehuda HaNasi. So, Amar Rav Avira Shemai, but I mean, Maisa Balas Nei Rebbe, Maisa came from a Rebbe, and the case was, Machat Shenimsa Ba'obe Beis HaKosos Mitzad Echad. There was a needle that had penetrated one wall of the reticulum, with tarpa, and Rebbe said it was straight, which goes against our Breiser, who said that he needed to have it penetrate on both sides. Here it's only on one side. So Shalach lay, so Avaye sent to Rav Avira that he should come to tell him the story. It goes against what we know. So Loas Lagabe, he didn't want to come to him. I don't know, maybe he didn't want, whatever. So Azahu Lagabe, so Avaye wants to learn. He wasn't standing on ceremony, he went to him. He went to Rav Avira. Azahu Lagabe, Havikaya Igra. And he finds Rav Avira on the roof. So Amar Nechus Marvinesi, come down and tell me what you heard. So lo nachis, he didn't come up. So what did Abaye do? So like Lugabe. So Abaye climbed up to the roof. But Amar Len, he says to Rav Avira, Emali Gupa de Udehinti Havi, tell me the story. What happened? Why Rebbe say that it was straight? So Amar Len, so he says, this is the story. Matir Kinesios Ana. I am the guy who was appointed to gather all the Talmidim to come into the Beis Medrash, to let them out. I'm basically the Shabbos, to let people in and out. Right? Matran Yikishas Anol the Ewa Me Rebbe Rabba, in front of Rebbe Rabba. Either Rebbe is Rebbe the Nasi, or Rebbe is his Rebbe. Bahade Rabhuna Tzipora, Rabhuna Tzipori, Rebbe Yosef Mada'on, Rebbe Yosef the Madi, was Yosef in the front of them, sitting in front of Rebbe. Ubas, Lifnei Rebbe Machas, Shenimtas, Obeis HaKosef Tzad Echad, and came in front of Rebbe was a reticulum that had the needle protruding from one side. Fafaka Rebbe, and Rebbe turned over, the Beis HaKosos to see if the puncture was through and through. He turned it over. Umatza Aleha Koredan. And on the outer side, the other side where the needle was, the needle was on this side, on the other side, he saw a bit of blood. So he saw a bit of blood, the tarpa. Therefore he said it was straight. It must be that they went through and through. That's why he said it was straight, because he saw blood on the opposite side. The Amar, as Rebbe said, in Ein Maka, if there was, basically this is a puncture wound through and through, but so if there was no Maka on the second side, right, Koridam Inayim, where'd the blood come from? Blood must have come from somewhere. Needle must have gone all the way through. And that's why there's blood on the second side. That's why he said it's straight. Rabbi says to him, what's the finish? So Amalei, Tariq Lahu Gavra, right? I did all these tirchos to come to. I thought I was coming to get some big kiddush, some big limud. Masnisini, this is our Mishnah. Hemsis are basic kosher, and nechul lechutz. It's a trefa. If you have hemsis and basic kosher, when the puncture goes all the way through, it's a trefa. The only thing he's telling me here is that Rebbe figured out a way to look at the other side. The needle at the time wasn't going through and through. The needle must have moved, but if you look, see a blood on the other side where the needle is, flush across. Clearly, the needle went through there as well. That's why it's trefa, because it was a puncture wound all the way through. Okay, now we get to the next trefa. The next trefa we're talking about is where the behemoth falls from a height. And I guess the worry is that his inside, it's almost like a concussion. The worry that his bone shook. I think to me sounds like more like a concussion type thing. Like his bone shook. So even if it, so we worry that's the trait, you can't shecht it, but if it lives for a 24-hour period after the fall, then you can shecht it. Because that's a hofakla, that nothing really happened, nothing wrong happened to it, and it could live. So all of the traits, you have to wait 12 months, but for the nachman agag, it's enough if you wait, 24 hours. So nachman agag, amar avuna, heiniach behema lemala, you left your animal on the roof. Uva, and you turn around, you go to work, and you come back, uva umatzel lemata, then you find it all the way on the floor, you find it down on the bottom, ein choshem yishur mishtukei averim. Since we didn't see it fall, we assume that it jumped by itself. That's what it says. Rashi says, "Ein choshishin hoil delo riunos en nafla." Since we didn't see it fall, "Ein choshishin shema nisrasku evereha lashosam eisla eiskid in the pool of recent varim." We don't have to worry that something happened, and therefore we don't have to wait 24 hours because we don't have to worry that its bones shook. The arminim matnisin gabe o in shosam eisla eis. V'shachak sheira, you really have to wait 24 hours. But here, u'b'kputzas me'eleah, lo kashim hafi. If it jumps by itself, that's the assumption that the animal knows its, animal has some sort of doubt, it knows its capacities, its abilities, and if it jumps by itself, then it's physically able to do so, and it's not going to damage itself. If it was going to damage itself, it wouldn't have jumped. So, right, the fear that we have is that it falls, not that it jumps on its own, that it falls, therefore it's not prepared for the impact upon reaching the ground. So, Ahu Gajra Da'abi Ravina. So there was this Gdi, right? This kid, right? That would launch to Ravina. The Chaza Chushla Bi'ipuma. Okay? It saw, he was on the roof, and the roof had some sort of skylight. And it saw through the skylight food on the bottom. So he was like a little kid at the kiddush. He had to get to the food. So he jumped through, right? So Dagar Nakam Ibil Ara. He jumped through the window in order to get the food, and he falls from the roof to the ground, all the way down, through. So Asiyu can come. So what's the story? So can I shecht it now then? So actually, they didn't want to wait 24 hours. I want to know whether you can shecht it now. So Asiyu lekamed Rav Ashi. Excuse me. They brought it in front of Rav Ashi. Amaleis, so Ravina says to Rav Ashi, I have a suffix as to whether I can shecht it now. Because Had Amravuna, who Ravuna just said before, that you see, find on the bottom, not close to the Ritzik Eveirim, that's the Nuach Behem Lamala Bo Matzah Lamata and Choshim Mishum Mitzuke Veirim. When does he say that? When are we not Choshish? Is the reason Mishum the Islam Midu Mitzvah? Because when it jumps down the wall, maybe it could sort of hang on to the sides of the wall to lessen the impact, and therefore it protects itself. Well, less than Midu Mitzvah, but the Gedi that's going through a window, which is in the middle of the roof, there's nothing for it to hang on to. It's going to just jump right and fall right through, and therefore, maybe you say, it should be choshi that it's a treifa. Odiyam, or we say maybe the reason is mishum da'am da'nasha, like I explained before, that it takes the animal, I don't know what this means, the animal can take into calculation what it has das, so to speak. It's not a stupid animal, it has das, and knows its capacity. Right, some people don't know the limitations, but this animal knows the limitation, and it's going to jump over, and it only is going to jump if it knows it can reach safety on the way down. So the Hainani Amdanasha, this animal also is Amdanasha. So Yossi's not here to talk about that. So Amrlay, so Ravashi says back to him, Mishum the Amdanasha. No, it's because it has that sort of that, it can take this into consideration, the Hainani Amdanasha. This animal knew also that if it's gonna jump, so the only concern that we have is if it falls without any knowledge. If it jumps, then we're not concerned because the animal clearly knows its limitations that it can make the landing. Makes the Olympic perfect 10 landing, it can do it. Alright? Hahu Imrasa to have a Bay Rab Khabiva. Now this kevis that was in the house of Rab Khabiva, to have the Shadrin Kari Basrai, that sort of it was like dragging its hind legs. It was a limping. It looked like it was limping. So the Shash, I guess, was that the limp came about due to the fact that one of its limbs got wounded, and it's a trefa. The animal's a trefa. So Amar Rav Yehima. Rav Yehima says you don't have to be cultured for it. Hai Shigrona Nakde. This is some sort of disease, some sort of fever in the leg, and that's causing it to drag it. It has nothing to do with a mara of treifa b'tnim. So Machzor Ravina says, wait a second, why should we assume that it's fine? Dilma chuta shidra itzak, maybe it fractured its spine, maybe its spinal column is a problem, and that's why it's partially paralyzed, and therefore it's pulling, and the fracture in the break in the spinal column is a treifa. So they said, okay, so Batua, they checked, Vashtuchua Kiravino, and they found that Ravino was correct, that here, I guess they must have either, I'm not sure if they checked before or after Shlita, but either way, I'm assuming after Shlita. You don't rip apart the animal till afterwards. So they checked it, they checked the spine, and the spinal column was turned out to be broken, so Ravino was right, it was a treifa. But, Bafidu Hafi, nevertheless, Hilchas HaKaravim, or the Lechas HaKaravim, that we're not Koshesh, because Shigron is Shriach, this fever is Shriach, but Chot HaShidra lo Shriach, but the fracture, the broken spinal column is not Shriach, and therefore, Ravina must have known something here. There must have been some sort of Reisa here, which caused Ravina to say, you should check it. But typically, like Rashi said yesterday, that Rashi mentioned, we don't check anything other than the Reis. Why they check here? Because Ravina said they check here. But still, some say it's a Siyaka Deshmaya of the Rabbanon. Or maybe you can say that he knew what happened with the animal. There was a Reis. There was some sort of indication here that this is more than just the fever. And he said we should check. Because we know also if there's a Reis, so we check. Okay. Amravuna. Ravuna says as follows. Zecharim haminatzen zed zed. So you have these two rams, right? The Zecharim would be the rams, right? The rams are fighting each other. They're butting heads, literally. Ein choshishim mishum mesukei evarim. And we don't have to be choshish that one hit the other so hard and knocked it down. I guess that it has, we're not choshish that any of the impact caused the mesukei evarim, caused a sort of concussion which makes it a treifa. Afakav de midri v'kaimei. Even though it looks like one of the rams is, kind of in pain, right? Where there's no sash for suke barim, because we say simra ba'alma hudunakilhu. Also, if he got this sort of, something happened to him because due to the impact of the other ram's horns, he got some sort of sickness. It's called some sort of a fever that he got. Where is that? Simra chamimus, kimo ishtot serisa. That's all the fever that he got due to the battle. But the ee nafu la'ara vade chashina. But if he said it, during the fight, it got knocked to the ground, then we're definitely koshish. So the Gemara Tosfos points out, well, what type of nafila is that? The nafila would be the two rams and his falls, his body rams. That's not a big fall. Tosfos says nafu la'ara. You need to fall at least 10 tefachim. From the belly of the shore of the ram to the floor, it's only 4 tefachim. Here, because he had no chance to brace himself for the impact for the smoke, because he's doing with his butting heads, he don't have a chance to brace himself. So that even the smaller distance of the fall would be enough to create. Okay, another din. Amar Rav Menashe. Right, the Haggadah says it's supposed to be Menashe. Amar Rav Menashe, Hane Dichre the Ganvi Ganavi. So you had these rams that were stolen by the Ganavim. Now, but what they would do, the Ganavim would go into the corral, I guess, and they didn't go through the front door. They snuck over, and they took the animals, and they tossed them over the top. So they're throwing them over the top, and they're landing. So maybe you should be, and now I guess the Ganavim are coming to return the animals. Should we be concerned for risik avarim? So ein choshim mishum risik avarim. My time. Why? Why not? Ki shaduluhu. When the ganavim toss them over, they don't. When they take him, I guess, right? Amas nayu shaduluhu. They are very careful to throw them in a way that they land appropriately. I guess like they land on their ledge or something like that, because they're stealing them for a reason. They either want to use them or sell them. So they don't want to take damaged goods. What? Right, because they're ganavim. You're kosher for one thing, you're not kosher for Torah Kula, they're not holy of Torah. They're ganavim, they're thieves. So, today we're hard to kamayu, so he said that the elim would be complete. But ahadrinu, but if the ganavim are returning them, meaning they're returning them, I guess, without doing tshuva, they're just coming back, they're tossing them back over the fence the other way, then they don't care how they land, and for those, you have to be concerned. Ahadrinu vade tashinu. That's where Koshesh. Behind the meaning that we're Koshesh, the Hadrina Mach was zero. That's only if they're turning back because they're afraid they're about to get caught, they're going to cross it back. But you take the Tshuva, right? But Abba Mach was Tshuva, Tshuva Ma'alisa Hudadu. You're not going to be Koshesh if someone doesn't do the Tshuva in an incomplete manner. If they're doing Tshuva, they're doing Tshuva in the right way and they're putting it back and they're not to be worried for Risuk Eivarim. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. Hika Al Rosha. So you hit the head of the animal, the holcha klape zanva. So you took some sort of stick, or al zav mahakala kape rosha, kineg kol shidra kula. You take the stick, and so it's a picture, you take the stick, and you hit it, basically the entire length of the back of the animal. So I guess the impact is sort of diffused throughout the entire spinal column, from head to tail, basically, you hit. Right, kol shidra kula, ein choshim is from misuke yivarim. We're not going to be choshim here that you caused this sort of concussion, that the bone shook. I think the reason is because the impact, the force of the blow is spread out throughout the entire back. But if the stick only reached up to half of the back, so it didn't go all the way from head to tail, it went from head to the mid part, or from the tail to the mid part, that where the stick hit that point, that the chutah shidra broke, because the assumption is that the hit at the head of the stick is much more impactful. So here, the head of the stick hit smack in the middle of the body. Therefore, that's going to we have a chash. The e is but kitrei. Now, let's say the stick had some sort of protrusions coming out of it, right? Then it causes a further impact. The e is be kitra chayshinon. The e mati afsake chayshinon. So I think that the case of Izbat Kitre is talking about even if the stick goes from head to tail, if at some point along the rod there is sort of protrusions, and if it hits that spot where the protrusion is, that can cause resuke varim at that spot. And also the e mache asuke, if kaishinan, if you use the stick, if you use the stick instead of hitting it the length of the animal, hit the width of the animal. You smack it like the animal, instead of going this way, you smack the animal straight down the middle there. That's also a shot of Rishuke Yavarim. I think that's partial because that's what you're hitting again on one spot. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Beis HaRechem, the womb, so to speak, which is a very, very narrow passageway. Ein bo mishum Rishuke Yavarim. So if Machok Rishum had to read this, we point to Rashi. Rashi says they were talking here about the kid that's born, the animal that comes out, that it's maybe going through the womb. It's a very tight space, so it's a traumatic experience, from the type of trauma. There may have been trauma going through, and therefore maybe you should have to wait 24-hour period from the birth in order to shech it. So he says, no, we're not boshesh for Rishuke Yavarim, but you say that when it goes through, it's kosher, you don't have to wait. The Rambam learns, and that was the way I learned originally, the Rambam learns that we're talking about the mother. That the mother going through the trauma of childbirth, you don't have to worry about Rishuke Yavarim for another 24-hour period. I think the Rambam makes more sense, but the Gemara that we're going to see now seems to be talking more about the animal that's born as opposed to the animal that gave birth. Rabbele Rabbele Rav Nachman. Rabbele says to Rav Nachman, Tain the Semelah, the Messiah. I have a Bryce that supports you, and we're going to learn the way Rashi learned it, right? Let me just make sure that's Rashi. Beis HaRechem, Rashi in the bottom line says, Egel shenolad hayom sheyotzem in Beis HaRechem tzar. It comes out from the narrow birth canal. Ein choshim, we're not choshim, shimon nitchak from this rakaway vora that it got bumped or that it got crushed and something happened to his limbs. The ein circle hashosim eishleis. You don't have to wait the 24-hour period from birth. So I'm really rubber, but not when I have a brisa that supports you. What's the brisa? Tinok bein yom echad. Okay, you have a human baby that's born, it's one day old. Mitami beziva. If there's some sort of flow from it, it's metame beziva, even if it's only one day old. Now, the isak the daitach, and if you're going to think that every time a fetus that goes, a baby, whether it's human or not, goes through the beis harechem, yesh bo mishum risuke yavarim, you have a chash that there's risuke yavarim, so that means every tinok on the first day should be considered a kolet, because maybe it's going to have the risuke yavarim. So then that would be, if that's the case, Ikre Khan, you have a problem, because when it says what the pasuk says, who is metame b'ziva? The pasuk says ish ish kiyeh zav mi b'saro zavotame. It has to be mi b'saro below machmas also. Not if there's an onus, and if this baby is sick, because it's a one-day-old baby sick because of a chash b'suke yivarim, so it's not considered ish. Well, it's not considered ish because it's one-day-old, but it's not considered ish. It's considered onus, and it shouldn't be metame. It should be metame the ziva. The Gemara said, no problem. What are we talking about? So how do you answer this question? Let's see, session. Hafu Maya Sinon, he goes, so you have to derech the whole thing. Came out through a C-section. Rashi says, Ayde San, some sort of medication that came out through the walls. Ubein Hu, Ubein Imo Chayin, they both live. Ve'in lo mishla afa shemesa imu ahutzio. Don't say that after the mother died, they took it out. The kaimulam mesechas nida humayis bereisha. That the animal died first. The fetus will die before the mother. So we're talking about a case where it's a C-section. Oh, okay. Tosus has an interesting. Tosus says, I'm talking about over here, that there has to be a reisa. Again, there has to be some sort of reisa. So there's a reisa. What's the raya from the one-day-old baby? Okay, but he's talking about there has to be a reisa. We're now going to bring another raya. So Tashma, bring another raya. Talking about the case of muksa on Yontif. Okay? Remember, muksa, that's something that Benesh Mashos, at the Benesh Mashos on Erev Yontif, is not roy to get hanoa from it because of the issue that's on it, like a pri that's mechubah karka or something like that. Even if it becomes separated on Yontif, then there's a zeder upon it. You're not allowed to have it. Right? It has to be itzatzali benesh mashos. So what do we have in this case? Egel shenola b'yontif. So an egel is born on Yontif. Now benesh mashos, you are not able to check it because it was in its mother's womb. So, but the Mishnah says says shokin oso b'yontif. You can check this newborn on Yontif. There's no muksa. Why? Because we must be talking about a case of a animal that's roe l'shrita, not the gadol basically, whatever it's supposed to be done for shrita. It's put aside. So you were able to shech the mother on Yontif, because ofal nefesh was mutter on Yontif, right? The mother was allowed to be shechted at Yontif, and if the mother was allowed to be shechted, so at that moment of benesh mashos, the kid inside was also allowed to be eaten. It would have been a ben kakula. It would have been fine to be eaten. It was ready. So because via the shrita of the mother, it would be mutter b'achila even prior to its birth. So now this ubar is considered mukhon mivod yom. So now if you say that there's a chash of risuke varim on the day that the animal is born because of the pressure through the risuke varim, right, so then it should also be even though it's not muksa, nevertheless, you shouldn't be able to shech on Yontif from the chash that it's a treifa, and the treifa is not roi l'achila, because it would be a malach, if it's not roi l'achila, it would be a malacha shelo shorochol nefesh, would be also by Yontif. But the fact that there is no chash, right, the fact that there is no chash that's a treifa, then you see that there's no problem with Yisrael Kevar. Right, Rashi says, read the Rashi, Egel shenola b'yontif, he says, Ein kan mishum muksa, shei mukhan agav imo, Bishokhi also bobo yom, Amish Shemesh Shugay Varim Nami Lesbe. Rashi is also saying. Everything we just said, it took me 2 minutes to say, Rashi says it in 2 lines. It's all right there. So the Gemara says, so therefore you see that there's no shash of Yisukhi Varim at the birth. Here, I think you put in the wrong way also. So maybe we're talking about the mother, that the mother, even though it went through childbirth, it's still shekhi that day, it's no shash of Yisukhi Varim. The Gemara says, no, Hakanami, don't you just dare to open? It came out via C section. For the Rambam, I have a difficulty with the answer being derech dofen. And I know with my wife, maybe with this one with animals, the C-section takes even longer to recover than a regular childbirth, especially when they do other things. But when they do it for the C-section, even insurance pays an extra day when you have a C-section. So that's why I think maybe forced the other Rishonim to learn that we're talking about to be born. Right. So maybe saying let's just an animal that doesn't go because the base of record was caused the recent gave up. So recovery time is due to the muscles, which doesn't say, okay. So the recovery time is due to something that doesn't make the trick. Okay, good. All right, so now we're going to bring another raya. Tashma. Another raya from a Bryce that's talking about the shtita of a Bechor Baal Mum on Yontif. So you have a Bechor Baal Mum, so it's not to be shechted, on Yontif. So the Machlokas Tanoi in the second Beitza was a Bechor, it was an animal that was a Bechor, that Dein HaShmashos, it was Tom, it was fine. Therefore, it cannot be shechted, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim, right? and then it got a mum on Yontif. So some say you cannot shecht it because it was muksa benesh mashos, because you weren't able to shecht it at that time because it was still a pure, it was still had no mumim. And therefore, it'd be a problem of kachin b'chutz, because every before time is marzeh, you're not allowed to, shecht it, right? You're not allowed to shecht it before time, but my mind. And some say it's mutter because I guess it's Mishnah says that every it's mutzor that a mum would fall onto this animal, and therefore it would be considered mucham bojom. But b'shavin, both tanaim there agree she'im nolad hu, if it was born on yontif umumo imo, and was born with the mum on yontif, she'zeh min ha'mukhan, this is mukhan, this is definitely considered mukhan, and it's not, the shechita is not nesar, because it was really mukhan, because in the mother's womb it was edible. I mean, if shechita was done, so therefore you see it's not muksa. And but if we wouldn't have a chash for rishu kivarim on the day that it's born, we should say there's also asra yantiv, because a chash is a trefa, not really achila. But they don't have that chash here. They all agree that this animal, that this bechor born with the mum on yantiv, is muksa to eat. So the key tema hachanamish yes derech dofen. If someone over here talking about a C-section, can't be talking about a C-section by bechor. We all know the din is by bechor by a C-section. Doesn't have to fast sometimes bechor. C-section doesn't count. The key tema hachanamish yes derech dofen. Derech dofen mi kadosh. Had a bechor is not kadosh if it came through a C-section. But I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says modar shimon in kachim she'ena kadosh. Even Rabbi Shimon, there's a machlokes hatanoim by a woman who gives birth by C-section. The Chachamim learn from the pasuk that it's not considered. They don't close this for the vlad, or they don't have the vlad or the emo to have din tum of tara. Rav Shimon says they do have. They do have the din yoledes. That'd be interesting. I don't think we pass like the Chachamim. We say C-section still has the tum of the yoledes. But or maybe it's wrong. About Moshe Rav Shimon in Yekalotchim she ain't a kolish. Even Rav Shimon, who thinks that a C-section is still considered a typical delivery the Gabi Tum of the Tara, but the Gabi Kutchim it's not. So everyone agrees, if it's done C-section, there's no Bechor. So our case can't be talking about a C-section, it must be talking about a regular birth. You see the Nachoshesh for Rishu Kevarim, that's a Raya. The Gemara says, no, Hakamai Skinon, Shehitbris Agabe Karka. I think it means that when the baby was born, it kind of stuck its hands out and was sort of, it was ready to stand up and ready to go. It was born and it was born ready to party. It's ready to go. Therefore, you see that there's nothing. What? It proved that it was viable. Rashi says, "Shehifrish agabe karka ninair la'amod." It was getting ready to stand, but tafa parsoso la'amod. It was getting ready to stand. Damrina, come on, gabin nefula, amdam nifulasa, inesukam eislaze. If something falls and then gets up and ready to go, you don't have to worry about the eislaze. You don't have to worry if it lies down in pain. This animal got up right away to walk, and therefore we knew for sure that there was no rishu kevarim, but there's no raya to Rabbi Nachman. I don't know if that means we don't pass him like him. This means that we don't have a raya from any of these cases to Rabbi Nachman that says that on the, that there's no rishu kevarim, there's no shas rishu kevarim on where there's a delivery. Okay. Another din. The Amr of Nachman. Nachman says, when they throw the animal, even from a high height of 10 tefachim, base mitzvachayim, in the butcher's house, ain't bo mishum risuke yavarim. There's no risuke yavarim. There's no concern in the butcher's house. Let me explain why. So Ahu Torah, we have this shore, the nafal that fell in the butcher's house, and when it fell, the ishtama kol. I think the Gersa here is Gini Jose. I guess they heard the thud of the fall from a little bit of distance. It was a big, big animal, big fall, right? Al Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel came in, shakal mi shufri shufri, and he bought the best, the choicest part of the meat. Meaning he wasn't kosher, so Rav Yitzhak Bar Marta. He checked it on the spot, and he wasn't kosher. So Amalei Rabbanim mi nolacha. How do you know that when it falls in the base of Mibachai, you don't have to be worried about Rishuke Yavarim? So Amalahu, Hacha Amarav, Rav said, see, part of Noah's Acha Megila Aretz. Somehow it puts out its nails and it's ready for the fall. Rashi says, Keshu Shoa Lipo, Kol Shohu Mishazik, Tziponov Acha Eno Nofil Migova. I don't understand what that means. It's getting tossed and somehow it puts out its hinds and it protects itself from the fall. Okay? We know that's the case. There we go. Okay. All right. So now the Gemara says, all right, up to now the Gemara has been talking about different ways where you have to or not have a chash rusik avarim, which ways you don't have a chash. Now the Gemara is talking about the bedika that you can do on a type of animal that fell, to see that there's no chash, you can check it right away. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. the animal fell, okay? The animal fell down, now it recharged, va'amda. Now it gets up on its own strength, stands up, you know, gets up before the count of 10. Ain the truth from ace l'ace. It doesn't need to wait for ace l'ace to kasher it, because there's no shash for Rishuk Evarim, because if there was a Rishuk Evarim, it wouldn't be able to stand. It would have knocked itself silly, it wouldn't have been able to stand. But Vedika Vadabaya. But you still, since there is some sort of shash, after you shech, you still have to do a Vedika for this animal. But the halacha is, what's the halacha? Eino tricha Vedika. He doesn't have to do Vedika. Rechia Barashi Omar, achadzo tricha Vedika. No, it has to be, even if it stood up, it has to do Vedika. No matter what, once it falls, you have to do Vedika. Amrav Yirmiya Barach Amrav, Pashta Yad Lamdo, Lamur. So it fell, and now it's just stretching out its hands in preparation to stand up. Afo pishalo amda, even though it never made it up yet. Akra ragla halich, or it pulled out its legs ready to walk. Afo pishalo halcha, even though it didn't go. That's still considered that it stood up, and we don't have to be cautious for Yisrael Gevarim. You can check the animal right now, with the caveat that you should check it at post-shrita. Right? Rechizda amar ninara la'amod, afo pishalo amda. Even if it sort of stretched itself, it's girded itself, getting ready to stand up, even though it didn't stand up, that is sufficient to be considered amida. Now the next part in these brackets, they all bring down from the Rosh and the Marashah that this is not Midivrei Gemara. This is probably coming from a later edition of the Gemara, the Safarai and the Stam Gemara, whoever it is. V'hilchasa, they quote what the halacha is. V'hilchasa, heichan denachal min hagag b'dalo yoda, if it falls from the roof without knowing, so it wasn't able to brace itself for the impact, the amda and then stands up the low halcha but didn't walk, so tricha bedika, it requires bedika. If it falls, it requires bedika. If it falls and stands up, you don't have to wait 24 hours, but if you shech it now, you have to check it. But the inner tricha from ace lace, the im halcha afilu bedika nami lo tricha, but if it falls by itself, stands up, walks away, then you can check it right now. You don't have to worry about bedika checking it. Okay. Amar Ameimar Mishmei de Rav Dimi min Arda. So Ameimar says the name of Dimi who came from Arda. Nefula Sha'amru. This Nefula, right, this animal that fell. Nefula Sha'amru, Tzricha Bedika. Where do you need to check it? So Tzricha Bedika, Keneged B'nei Me'ayim. It has to be, I guess, opposite the B'nei Me'ayim. You have to make sure that, that's the stomach, I guess. You have to make sure that nothing got no holes over there. Normally, Rav Zutra, Hafni Abirim, Mishmei Rav Papa, Tzricha Bedika, Keneged B'nei Me'ayim. No, you have to, the entire inner cavity across that, you have to check. I guess because that's where ribs and spines are. I don't know the anatomy. Normally, Rav Huna, Mabrin, Rei, Rav Nefemi, Rav Ashi, Simonin. What about the you check the Simonin? Maybe something happened to the Kone or the Veshes. Mai, what's the din? So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi, Zidem, Simonin, Kashin, Hin, Eitz, on the Fila. When it comes to Nefilah, the Simonim typically nothing happens to the Simonim, so you wouldn't have to be choshesh that they were damaged during the Nefilah, therefore you would not have to check the Simonim after you did the Shechita. Okay, what about a bird? So, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Oh Shenechvat, right, I guess a bird that got wounded, I guess it was thrown al pnei ha'mayim. The bird is thrown into the water, it bangs onto into the water, right, Kevan Sheshat Melokomoso, Dio. I guess once it swims, or once it moves in the water, its own distance of its own body, I guess. That's the amount, its own height. Dio, that's enough. But below Amara, we only say that if it moves Ela Mimata Lamala, if it goes, I guess, against the current of the water. Right? Ava Mimala Lamata, but if it's going from down, from up to down, which I just think means with the current, if it's going with the current, Mayhu Da Ashpilu. It's the only reason why it's moving is because of the current. Because there's no proof that the bird is healthy enough yet. The Imai Kaima, let's say it's just still water, it's in a lake or something like that, and it's still water, it's not a river. Reslan Vok. We have to be Choshish at all. Why not? Aspilu Mimalamata Shafazami. I'm sorry, I learned it wrong. Mimalamata can't be with against the current, because there is no current in the still water. So how does he explain that? Lo Amar Ella. It doesn't make a difference which way it goes. So it could go either way. It could go either way. Right, because either way. But there is no downstream or upstream when it comes to a lake. Okay. Fine. West Lombard. The Ishada Tzivi Bikadme Hakadme. Now, even in the rivers, I guess, from the Malamata that we said it's kosher, because it's... No, the Aros, we said the Malamata, that it's not... We have to be Choshesh. If you throw into the river, I think, these sort of sticks and branches, and I guess the bird jumps on those branches in order to float down, Hakadme, what does that mean? What? Right. I don't know what the word means. So if it jumps on, if it jumps onto the branches or to the stones, that's considered that is viable. So basically, if it jumps on the raft, that's considered it's considered viable. All right. What? I'll stop here, Menachem, because it just keeps going down. So I'll leave you a little room, but it goes to the two dots in the middle of the base. So I'll stop here and have a good day.